50 candidates for a new work initiative came to Philadelphia City Hall for job interviews today. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports on a new program that aims to help those who spent time behind bars.
Councilman Kenyatta Johnson says for years he's been concerned about helping ex-offenders find work.
I remember doing two summers ago, we would go block to block, door to door, corner to corner, in the evening in South Philadelphia, offering resources to young men to get off the corner so they can make positive choices as opposed to engaging in a life of crime.
Johnson says this $500,000 program helps the city meet a need, improving vacant lots, while reducing the odds that former inmates will return to prison.
We cannot arrest our way out of this situation. People will go away on state road. They will go away to Greatest Fort, but at the end of the day, they will come back to the communities. And so I'm proud to stand here to be supportive of this particular initiative that focuses on not only reforming individuals coming home from our criminal justice system, but also addressing the issue of blight, making sure that young people have a chance to go rebuild.
Terrell Bagby is head of reentry service for the city and says he's thankful when an employer wants to take a chance on someone with a criminal record.
Nothing combats employment discrimination against returning citizens, actually giving them a job and giving them a chance to produce themselves or prove themselves in the job. In order to reduce our prison population and save taxpayers millions, we need to ensure that former offenders have meaningful opportunities to become productive citizens.
The program seeks to clean and green 2,000 lots around Philadelphia. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.